These niggas talking out of their necks. Don't put no coffin out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for threats. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean,
yo. So, if y'all been in the music, well, first off, welcome back to Chatterbox with Reggie. If you have been listening, I took a week off early, little time. I took an early week off, right? I think you only been here for 2 weeks. But I wanted to start where I left off, right? So the week that I took off, I was trying to debate on, I'm still trying to figure out this podcasting thing. So I got two podcasts. I got one with me by myself, and I got one called Talk Late to the Party with Dodie and Reggie. That's me and my homeboy. Still music, but a little bit more well-rounded. This is like what's going on right now. So I try to give myself a little break in between. But in that time of taking a break off, Future and Metro Boomin dropped We Don't Trust You, right? And I'm thinking, a lot of people are thinking that it's a Future. It's going to be a Future album, in which it was, right? He didn't have the features titled on, you know, the platforms, which I like sometimes when artists do that. You know, it lets you just listen to the album rather than just skipping around. Because if I would have saw Kendrick's name, I would have went straight to Kendrick Lamar's song because I'm a Kendrick fan, right? But first, let's talk about the album. The album is Future, Metro Boomin. It seems to be centered around, the talks is centered around a battle between Future and Drake, which if that's true, We Don't Trust You. Metro Boomin has been going back and forth with Drake as well, especially after the hair loss mixtape or project with 21 Savage kind of won awards over Metro Boomin's last album. So, which, you know, if you're an artist, you're very sensitive about your work. So if you feel like you got some of the best work out, you know, and you feel like you're getting slighted because of somebody, a bigger star, you might talk a certain way. Either way, that was the talk, and the reason why We Don't Trust You is We Don't Trust You, right? Which you get a lot of bars from Future on there. A lot of where it seems like the talk is, it's over a female. You know what I'm saying? It seems like one or the other started to do something a little bit shady, which got the other one a little bit mad. And here we are now. Now, which one started it? I don't know. I'm not in them circles. Boy, I wish I was. I wish I could be a fly on them walls and see what the hell be going on in those studio sessions and see who pillow talking with who. Because Future, one thing he alluded to on there is somebody is pillow talking. Somebody is talking to somebody and telling business and spilling beans. Seemed like a little bit of dirty macking going on. You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, Future is Future on the album. He's still talking this shit, but it seemed like it's kind of aimed at somebody. He got some features on there. He got The Weeknd, Travis Scott, Rick Ross, which we'll talk on Ross in a second. But the main talk has been the Kendrick Lamar verse on Like That. And the album is projected to sell in this first week 200 and something thousand copies. Right now, in the way that music streaming is going, that's hella good. You know what I'm saying? And it's definitely thank you to the Kendrick Lamar verse causing a lot of hysteria in the music industry. So let's just talk on that real quick, right? Let's just talk on the Kendrick verse. The Kendrick verse, let me see if I can pull up some of the lyrics. But the Kendrick verse comes as a reply to the first person shooter with Drake and J. Cole. You know what I'm saying? So you got a little bit of, if you've heard that song, you kind of know what was going on that song, where, I mean, Drake is Drake, so he's going to talk about his stats, but you also got where J. Cole brings up the big three, K-Dot, Drake, J. Cole, but he also calls himself the Muhammad Ali, Which one? That's one thing. A lot of people keep saying, well, J. Cole didn't even say nothing. He didn't even say nothing. Yes, he included Kendrick in the top three, but he also right after that said, but I'm the best one. You get what I'm saying? So, yes, J. Cole is on his Kumbaya stuff, but right after that, he also say, but I'm the best one. And then if you look at these videos, you allude to, you can go into where everybody's talking about where he flipped the steppers and this and all that, but some of the videos be a stretch. But that's what he responded to, right? Now, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know, I do like the verse. Is it the hype that everybody is giving it? The verse is not that good. That's the wrong wording. It's a jab, and it sounds like a jab. I mean, this is Kendrick. Kendrick is very lyrical, but it sounds like a jab. It's more of excitement around the verse. Now, some of these bars are tough. You know what I'm saying? So the main thing, you know what I'm saying, that he points out, he says a lot of goofies with a check, which you can flip that into goofies with a check on social media, goofies with money. You know what I'm saying? He goes into talking about our crash out, fuck rap, this Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. I think two T's is, I don't know if it's his bodyguard or one of TDE's bodyguards, which would be kind of crazy if he's still, you know, not crazy, but it's good if he still rock with TDE, which I'm pretty sure he probably does. But all of that is cool. Niggas clicking up, cannot be legit, no 40 water. But the main lyric that is what really got everybody talking is when he say, motherfuck the big three, nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, bum. That's the line that no matter what, because I know a lot of people is saying, you know, he didn't say nobody name, which a sneak diss is when, you know, you're not saying nobody's name. You just kind of going around what's going on. But this is aimed directly at the big three. Directly after someone said, we the big three, but I'm numero uno, UNO. You get what I'm saying? So if you taking that in consideration, he's definitely going at Drake. Definitely going at J. Cole. So the verse caused a bunch of, it caused a stir. And it caused to get people to thinking, who is going to jump out that window next? Is Drake going to respond? Is J. Cole going to respond? Right? The verse is cool. Don't get me wrong. The verse is cool. But I really think it's just a jab. You know what I'm saying? I really think it's just a jab. I don't think this is, I see a lot of people, and me as well. Oh, I was hype about the verse just because it's finally like, okay, he didn't say your name, but you know who we talking to. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, he didn't, but he did. So now the hype is more around the, oh, okay, we about to stir up some stuff right now. So we waiting to see who gonna respond, which, as of now, and it's been over a week now and nobody responding. I know Drake is on tour. J. Cole is doing Dreamfest. I'm guessing they don't have time to respond. But I think Drake tour is up very soon. So I really want to see who's going to jump out that window. And of course, J. Cole is a wordsmith. But J. Cole is also, I don't think he's going to directly say fuck you Kendrick this and this. I think he's gonna throw jabs. I think between J. Cole and Kendrick is really a sport. I think Kendrick want Drake to jump out there and really see what he got shaking. But it seemed like one thing about Drake, and he is doing it very well right now, and there's nothing wrong with it as far as him and his fans. But he's going to superstar his way out of this if he don't feel like. I don't think Drake is going to enter this if he don't think he can win. I think he's going to send some jabs. I think he's going to subliminal his way around it. But then I think he's going to post his way out of it. After a while, the way stuff moves right now, the world is not going to care about this. Me, us rappers and us people who really into hip hop, we're going to be the ones that like, yeah, but you didn't respond. Yeah, but he's going to still be selling records. And that's all he really cares about at this moment. You get what I'm saying? I don't think his pen is up right now. You know what I mean? But I would like to see how he responds. I was watching Aiden Ross. If you don't know, Aiden Ross is a streamer. I don't know if he's on Twitch. I don't know. I don't really watch him like that. But I did see a clip where he said his reports say that Kendrick already got some music already ready to go. Now, if Kendrick does have music already ready to go, that's cool. But then on the other hand, if your music is already ready to go and Drake says something that you have to kind of respond to, then you got to pull back and rework that diss track anyway. I think it'd be cool to have some shit already done, because then you can just input. If y'all watch battle rap, you see a lot of battle rappers. They just kind of rebuttal some shit and then they put in what they wrote. So he could do that. You get what I'm saying? But Kendrick is a rapper. I like, now, if we talk in the big three, I like Kendrick better as a rapper. I think Drake makes a better vibe sometimes. And then J. Cole is just a rapper. He's just there to me. You know what I'm saying? Let me finish this, and then we'll get into Big Sean. Shout out to Big Sean. So it will be good to see how this works out. You get what I'm saying? But the talk was we supposed to get a We Don't Trust You Part 2 this week or last week, but we didn't get it. Oh, no, this week, but we didn't get it. So I don't know if the rumors was just false or they pushed it back because of Beyonce dropping, which if Beyonce is in your way, hey, can we get out the way for a week? Let her breathe. Maybe 2 weeks, because Beyonce gonna run them charts up. But I would like to see what We Don't Trust You Part 2 sounds like. I would like to see what he does or what Future does, if they're going to stay on brand of dissing everybody, or if he's going to put more verses on there. And that's the thing with this album, the We Don't Trust You, the first one. It was surprising to see some of those features on there if it was aimed at Drake. Of course, like I said, we're not in these booths. We don't know who dissing who. We don't know who's pillow talking. But to see Rick Ross, to see Travis Scott, and then to see Travis Scott asking to play the diss song on stage, and then to see Rick Ross riding in a Maybach cruising, playing a diss song. Now it might mean nothing to a lot of people, but that's that sneaky. It's kind of corny, but I like it. You get what I'm saying? Because whatever's been going on, whatever has been going on, that's like, yeah, okay, I'm riding, bumping a song, but you know where I stand. So whatever thoughts you had in your head where he might still rock with me, he might not, after this, you know I don't. So that's what Ross did. You get what I'm saying? But it will be interesting to see how We Don't Trust You Part 2 comes along. And the reason I was talking about Big Sean, because this verse came out on the day that Big Sean actually not responded to the Big Three, but actually said something about the Big Three in a verse. Nice verse. I think it's called Precision or something like that. Nice verse, nice rap. And Sean can rap, but I think he kind of played his way out of being in that conversation. You get what I'm saying? Him along with Wale, a few of them that was in the conversation when Kendrick stepped out there on Control a couple years ago. Those list of rappers have kind of faded into either doing their own thing or just irrelevant now. Or rest in peace, Mac Miller, no longer with us. You know what I'm saying? So that's one way you can take this. You can take it as everybody got called out on Control. Nobody said anything that was actually named. Everybody that said in something after Control was somebody who was not even mentioned in the song, which actually is what's kind of going on right now. After this verse, after this Kendrick verse, you got Kanye West jumping out there saying, hey, don't forget me. You know what I'm saying? You got Sean, you know, hey, don't forget me. You know what I'm saying? You got people that wasn't even mentioned. Even YMW Melly, he thinks Kendrick was talking about him when he said, I diss Melly Mel if I have to. Shout out to the OG Melly Mel. That's who he was talking about. So if anybody follow YMW Melly and think he was talking about YMW Melly, he was not. Or if he was, I don't know. I've never heard anybody call YMW Melly Melly Mel, especially towards hip hop heads who know who Melly Mel is. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. But either way, this episode was supposed to be about a few different things, but I think I'm gonna just keep it with this we don't trust you situation. You know what I'm saying? There was a few songs on the album that I did like. Of course, I like that. The one thing Metro Boomin did with that beat was crazy. The beat went crazy. The drop at the end where the beat stops or after inside note, he does have the features written on the DSPs now. But after that, after Kendrick goes, you see where that beat drop and the beat just go crazy. Metro go crazy. They said the talk says that's Metro's way of dissing. That's Metro's way of dissing. But you do got a type shit. I like that. Let's play a little bit of that. Let me turn my phone up.
Put up, I don't hang with rats. That's some new type shit.
Yeah.
Get a nigga wet, don't news type shit.
Yeah.
Sipping, drinking, acting some screw type shit. Just yeah. Said her run through crew type shit. I got
that beat right there too, along with the verses from Travis Scott and Playboi Carti. I heard a lot of people talk about they don't like the Playboi Carti verse, which is fine. I like it because it's just a vibe. You get what I'm saying? It's just a nice little vibe. But that beat, that's one thing Metro did on her. The beats went crazy. They started off with this right here though. This is the best intro right now. Like, The way they start
fake
with this right
all
here.
Over you, hate ran all over you, hate ran all over, fake ran all over you, hate ran all over you, fake ran all over you, hate ran all over you.
That right there, that beat, I'm telling you, I know I keep saying that beat, but Metro went crazy on here. Future did this thing too. He was talking, but. Metro did his thing on that. But either way, if you're listening to this, who do you think comes out on top in this big three battle? And it's not even a big three battle anymore. I mean, it is a big three battle, but you also have, does Ross say anything? Does Drake respond to Future? Or does he respond to? Because really right now, they treating Drake like Thanos. You know what I'm saying? Which I don't really like. Drake is the biggest artist in the world right now, but he's a pop star. You know what I'm saying? Like Mos Def said, he's a pop star. You know what I'm saying? He can rap. I don't like when people say he's not hip hop though. You know what I'm saying? But he is a pop star that can rap his ass off. You get what I'm saying? But between him, does he respond to Rick Ross? Does he respond to Travis Scott? Does he respond to Metro? Does he respond to Future? Does he respond to Kendrick? You know what I'm saying? Or does he make one of those 2 a.m.s in Bali and just go at everybody? You know what I'm saying? And does Kendrick, the thing about Kendrick is Kendrick has been releasing and disappearing. He releases, he disappears. So does Kendrick wait until they respond to drop anything else? And if they do drop, is Kendrick going to be in our faces like a Cole or like a Drake or like a Future? That's what I would like from Kendrick. I would like from Kendrick, and I know he's a different artist, and when you in that light, you don't owe us anything. You do what works for you. But I would like 1 year. I would like for Kendrick to go on one of those Lil Wayne runs, J. Cole runs, where he's just on everybody's shit and just come out and have fun with us for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want him to do to really, hey, you know, I'm him. I know a lot of people didn't like that Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, but that was still a solid album. The wait of 5 years, I think if he would have brought that out maybe a year or two after Damn, it changes some things, but then he don't live through those experiences that he lived through in those 5 years. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's where we are. That's where we are right now. The main stars is up in a up in battle formation. They trying to get their teams together. And I guess from there we see who wins. You know what I'm saying? If anybody wins, is it worth it? Does Drake respond? You know what I'm saying? Y'all let me know what's going on and y'all thoughts on this. All right? I appreciate y'all for listening. I had other topics, but we just going to save it for the next one. This is the third installment of Chatterbox with Reggie, where I'm just letting y'all into my brain on how some of these things are working. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is the podcast. It's me by myself talking about a few things that I want to talk about. Y'all can also check out my other podcast with my man Dodie. It's called Late to the Party. Also available on all streaming platforms. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, latetotheparty.podcast. Give it a follow. And, yeah, we're gonna try to get this podcast and thing going. We got some things in the works, so we're going to work on those. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. Y'all know how we do it. Y'all be blessed. And come get kidnapped next week. Peace.